Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is door. D-O-O-R.
Really?
You bet your life! The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
Groucho!
Oh, shucks.
That's me. Well, here I am again with $2,000. Who's first to try for the big money, Mr. Fenneman?
Groucho, we invited some college football players and some foreign-born girls to the program tonight. And here come the two selected by our studio audience just before we went on the air. Miss Birgitta Junker, Mr. Fred Snyder, come on in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, howdy-doody, huh? Welcome, kids, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Miss Birgitta Junker, is that right?
That's right.
Junker or Junker? What kind of a name is that?
That's a Danish name.
Oh, Danish pastry, eh? I'll just call you Cookie, eh?
Okay.
How long have you been in the United States?
Almost a year now.
And how old are you?
I'm 20.
Do you have a job?
No, I'm here as a visitor.
Oh. Well, that's a nice way to get it, eh? How long have you been in this country, Fred?
All my life.
That's so? Where were you born?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, I know the American Consul there, eh? How old are you, Fred?
21.
21, huh? And you're 20, huh?
That's right.
Hey, you might maybe do a little business here, huh? You play football?
Is that right. Football.
Football or football?
Football.
Oh, football.
The singular.
Well, it is. The way some of them play, it is pretty singular. Where do you play?
Loyola University.
Loyola?
Yes.
Oh, are you in the Big Ten?
No.
Big Six?
No.
Big Three?
What's the Big Three?
Britain, France, and the United States. Thought you had me, eh? I pulled a quarterback sneak on you. A sneakier quarterback you'll go a long way to find. Well, if you aren't in the Big Three, what league are you in?
Oh, well, we're not in any league. We make up our own schedule. We play the different teams around the country.
Oh, like Russia, huh? You ad-lib the schedule, huh?
Yes, sir.
What position do you play on the team, other than horizontal?
Offensive right end.
Why do you play that position?
Well, mainly because of my height and my weight. If I weigh a little more, I might play farther in the line, but...
Is farther in the line, too?
Yes.
Well, you wouldn't want to injure him, I don't think. Isn't he pretty old for football?
No, when I was...
How did he get on the team?
He played basketball.
Now, wait a minute. Half the team is playing basketball and half is playing football? I never heard of anything like that. And no wonder you don't have a regular schedule. The team gets all confused. They don't know who they're playing. Well, how is your father? Has he been hurt at all?
No, Dad's fine. He's along okay.
Give him my love.
Yeah, I will.
And give her my love when you next time you talk to her.
Okay.
Well, now, are you considered to be a pretty good player?
Well, I guess pretty fair. I played first string now for 3 years.
Now he's playing with a string.
I should have said varsity.
This kid has really lost his buttons, huh? Do you play football in Denmark? Oh, no, that's to you. Do you play football?
No, we play soccer.
You play soccer?
Yeah.
I haven't played for soccer many a time. Well, tell us something about Denmark. For example, how big is Denmark?
Well, Denmark is about the size of Los Angeles County.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think there was a country in Europe that large, eh? Well, how is the standard of living there? Do you have two television sets in every garage?
No, we don't. Television has just come to Denmark now.
It's just starting?
Yeah, it's just starting.
Oh, that's interesting. It's just finishing over here. If you don't have television, Bajette, is that it?
Birgitta.
Vaquita, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you're Mexican, huh? Now, how do you get Vaquita out of B-I-R-G-E-T-T-E?
Vaquita. It's very easy.
Does your father play soccer on the same team as that?
No.
Well, if you don't have television in Denmark, how do you entertain yourself?
Well, you go to operas, art exhibition, visit with friends, and... Well...
You sound pretty gloomy about the whole thing.
No, you have fun.
You do? It sounds very quiet. Don't you have anything cultural, like roller derbies or lady wrestling?
No, we don't.
Now, Baghetti, am I getting close?
Pretty close, yeah.
What did you say it was?
Biakiti.
Oh, Biakiti. Mm-hmm. Biakiti, yeah. Can you say that?
Is it Brigita?
Yeah.
Brigita.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Yes, it's very good. Huh? Don't forget, you're a comparatively young man. I've always heard about the melancholy Dane, Brigita. Is that true? Are Danes really sad and mournful?
No, I don't think they are, really.
Well, you haven't smiled much here tonight, Brigita.
Oh.
Let's see a big smile. Just
no, I can't right now.
No?
No.
Would you say Danes have a good sense of humor?
Yes, certainly. I think they do.
Could you give us a sample of a Danish joke? Just any old joke. I'd like to see how Danish jokes compare with ours.
Let me see.
Can you think of one?
Yeah, there's the one about the husband and the wife.
You hit it right on the doorknob that time. Well, let's have it, huh?
Well, the husband comes home after work in the night, and he says to his wife, well, darling, wouldn't it be a good idea to go out and have some fun tonight?
Some what?
Some fun. Mm-hmm. And the wife says, well, that's a swell idea, but remember to leave the lights on if you come home first.
Congratulations.
And that's the kind of jokes they tell in Denmark.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, I guess it's true what I've always heard. I guess something is rotten in Denmark. Well, it's been very nice talking to you two. You're a fine-looking young couple, and I hope something comes of this. In just 1 minute, you're going to play Bet Your Life for a chance at the $2,000 question. But right now, I want you to listen to some information of great importance.
It's the car you've been waiting for. The car designed for you and your budget, too. Yes, it's the great new 1952 DeSoto. See it today at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Step into its big, roomy interior. Relax in its comfortable chair-high seats. Then drive the new DeSoto. Feel the thrill of its PowerMaster engine, the sure stopping power of its big 12-inch brakes, and the smooth, comfortable ride you get with DeSoto's famous Auraflow shock absorbers, and a host of other features. You'll discover DeSoto is the car designed for you and your budget, too. See it today. The new, the exciting 1952 DeSoto. On display at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Have you seen?
Did you ride?
Did you drive a new DeSoto?
Hurry up.
Do it now.
At your dealers today. It's designed for you and your budget too. It's the 1952 DeSoto.
And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the value jewel of the low price field.
Friends, go into your DeSoto Plymouth dealer tomorrow. And when you do, tell them Groucho sent you. All right, now let's see how you work together as a team. George, explain the rules.
All right. You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions. And the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $2,000 DeSoto Plymouth question later in the show.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected locations of colleges. Now, here's your first question. How much will you bet?
18. Well, we can't bet 80. We've only got 20. Oh, 18. Okay, 18.
What college is at Durham, North Carolina?
Duke.
Well, you're on your way. You have $38.
You bet. Remember, you're going for $2,000, right? Now, how much of the $38 will you bet on your second question?
Thirty.
Okay. Bajetti, talk up. Yeah, I know how to make a laugh. Just mispronounce her name. I know it's Vegeta. Isn't that in Central America? No, that's Bogota, I guess. What? All right. I used to play a Bogota there, you know. Humphrey Bogota. What college is... What college is at Palo Alto?
We don't have to talk that over. Stanford.
Stanford is right, huh?
You've now climbed to $68.
You have $68. Now, how much are you going to bet of the 68?
60.
Okay.
60.
All right. What college is at New Haven Con?
Yale.
I guess that's Connecticut, huh?
Yale.
Yale is right.
You now have $128.
Now, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the $128 are you going to risk?
$125. Is that... Wait a minute. Is that all right with you?
Okay. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Let's get...
All right. What college is at Ann Arbor?
Michigan. University
of Michigan. University of Michigan.
And you wind up with with $200.
Steady there, Benjamin. Steady there.
And you wind up with $253.
Well... that girl, his age, and $253. What a chain of circumstances, huh? Well, thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We have a plumber and a housewife for you, Groucho. A rather unusual housewife. They
for
were
chosen...
Well, a figure of speech.
Have, huh?
They were chosen from our audience just before we went on the air, and here they are, Mrs. Babette Millicent Edwards, Mr. Frank Moore, meet Groucho Marx.
I want to welcome all three of you to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Mrs. Babette Millicent Edwards and Mr. Moore, you're a plumber, is that right?
That's right.
Always glad to meet a man with good connections. Where are you from, Plum?
Belfast.
Where?
Belfast.
Old Fast, did you say?
Belfast.
Oh, Belfast. Suka Raka Raka and the Hoop. Used to be fun. You're the fun. Are you married?
Yes, sir.
Belfast, where? That's an island, isn't it?
That's right.
How long have you been over here?
42 years.
Obviously, you're crazy about Ireland, huh? Did you kiss the Blarney Stone when you were there?
I don't think so.
How old were you when you left there?
4 years old.
You were 4 years old. Huh? That makes you, let's see, you were 40 years. 28, 29. Must be about 38 years old this time. Mrs. Edwards, may I call you Baghetti?
Call me Babs. Everyone else does.
I'll call you Tiny, eh? I'll call you Babs. If everybody calls you Babs, I'm no fool. I'll call you Babs. Where are you from, Babs?
Hohokus, New Jersey.
Look, I crack the jokes around here.
Well, that's where I'm
from. Cut the nonsense. Where are you from, huh?
Hohokus, New Jersey.
You just made it up, Babs. There is no place.
Well, there is. It's right in a stone's throw from the George Washington Bridge in New Jersey.
It is. Mm-hmm. How are the Stones around there? They're pretty good. I used to know them very well. Mr. and Mrs. George Stone, huh? How long have you been married, Babette?
19 years.
Oh, it's a long time, man.
You're telling me.
As a matter of fact, I wasn't. You were telling me. I'm not technical about it. What sort of work does your husband do?
He's a disabled veteran of World War II.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Give him my best and
thank you very much.
Wish him speedy recovery for all of us. I'm glad this came up because I have a note here. I've been wanting to read it. It's here someplace. Here. Now, this is... I'd like you to pay close attention to this. This is a statement by General Ridgway. He says, every American who has given blood can and should feel he personally has contributed directly to the saving of the life of an American boy. Well, they need a lot more plasma.
Indeed, they do.
So go down to your nearest Red Cross. They'll do the rest. You agree with that, don't
indeed
you, Bertha?
Indeed, I do.
I didn't... You'll have to forgive me for bringing such a somber note into this alleged comedy program, but it's desperately serious. There. I think they only have an advance of 3 days' supply or something, so anybody who is physically able should go down and do this as a patriotic duty. Where do you work, Babette?
I'm at Auction City.
You're where?
At Auction City in Downey, California.
Well, what do you do there?
I'm a handwriting analyst. I analyze handwriting.
Oh. What can you tell from a person's handwriting?
Well, I could tell just the type of person that they are.
If I wrote something, could you tell what kind of a person
I'd be
I
very happy to.
You could tell what kind of a person I am?
I can.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. The way you cross your T's and the way you dot your I's is all an indication of your character, your personality, if you have any, shows up in your handwriting.
Let's eliminate the gratuitous insults, huh? Well, you make a very interesting couple, huh? Now, you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $2,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but Mr. Fenneman, otherwise known as George, is going to remind our listeners.
The Danish girl and the football player won $253.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected spirituals as your category. Is that right there?
Yes.
Here's your first question. How much Joshua the Battle of Jericho? Jericho, Jericho, Joshua the Battle of... And the knee bone keeps the hip bone. Here's your first question. How much did you bet?
$19.
$19. Is that all right with you?
Yes.
Labette? Jerry Failing and his orchestra will play this spiritual, and you give me the title. Okay, Jerry.
Oh, them golden slippers.
Golden slippers is right.
Well, on the way, you have $39.
Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. How much of the 39 are you going to try?
38.
Is that all right with you, Frank? What's the name of this spiritual? Music. What is it? What do you decide on?
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
No, I'm sorry. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. That's a pretty tough one.
You now have $1.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, 50 cents.
You want to bet 50 cents? Is that all right with you, Frank?
It's all right.
All right. I'm sorry that was such a tough question. Okay, play, Jerry.
Sweet Chariot.
Swing Low, Sweet Chariot is right. How much are you going to bet now?
$1.50.
This is the last one. All right, give me the title of this spiritual.
Nobody knows the trouble I'm in.
Nobody knows the trouble I've been. That's right.
You wind up with $3, but...
We cannot let these people go away with $3. It's ridiculous. Even if we paid them by the pound, we'd owe them more than that. We're going to give you one more question. Answer correctly, and we're going to give you $10. Think hard now, and please no help from the audience. Ready? Mexico City is the capital of what country?
Mexico.
Mexico is right! Thanks, and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We asked for volunteers with interesting backgrounds, Groucho, and Miss Lucille Will and Mr. Harold Huggins were chosen just before we went on the air. And here they are. Folks, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and win $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Miss Lucille Will and Mr. Harold Huggins. Are you married, Mr. Huggins?
I'm a widower.
You're a very handsome fellow, Mr. Huggins. Would you mind telling us your age?
I've just passed 60.
Really? 60? Remember, the speed limit in California is 55. So don't go over 80. Well, you don't look like 60. You look like about 46. Very healthy-looking fellow. Mrs. Will, may I call you Lucille?
Oh, surely, but it's Miss Will.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
Well, The retort courteous, huh? Where you from, Luce? Doesn't take us long to get familiar around here.
Wessington Springs, South Dakota.
You're from what was the name of the place?
Wessington Springs.
Wessington Springs. You should have been here a minute ago. We had a plumber here. What kind of a... Oh, yes, Pierre is in South Dakota, isn't it?
Surely, it's the capital.
Didn't Coolidge spend a vacation in South Dakota? And
that was our next city, Rapid City.
Yeah. Well, if Coolidge was there, it wasn't very rapid. Huh?
He didn't choose to run, is that it?
He did. He ran, didn't
oh,
he?
Oh, did he?
He ran around the White House every morning. Yeah. Well, enough of Coolidge, huh? Where were we? We were in South Dakota.
Yes.
Do you work, Lucille?
Yes, I'm a teacher.
No, I don't mean do you work, Lucille. I mean do you work?
Yes.
What do you do?
Public speaking teacher at Englewood High School.
Oh, you're a teacher at Englewood High, huh? Well, you're high enough to be in high school, huh? How long have you been teaching?
27 years.
Well, that's a wonderful record, and I congratulate you, you know? How is it you look so young and fresh after so many years of turmoil with these students?
Well, perhaps there isn't so much turmoil. After all, I'm bigger than they are, and it is quite enjoyable and fascinating.
Oh, I imagine it's extremely interesting, but rather trying at times, isn't it?
Fascinating and fatiguing, you mean?
Yes.
I would say so.
I always thought it was fatiguing. I thought I could learn something having a high school teacher. By the way, Miss Will, how tall are you?
Practically 6 feet.
Mm-hmm. Has your height proved much of a problem to you?
Oh, I don't mind the north and south, but the east and west bothers me a bit.
I guess she's referring to the girth of a nation. Mr. Huggins, are you still here? Well, I always hate to have a contestant walk out on me in the middle of the... without saying goodnight.
Before the money's distributed?
Yes. You're no fool, Huggy. Huh? Tell me, Mr. Huggins, what kind of work do you do?
I've done a little bit of everything.
Well, I'm sure of that, but I mean, what kind of work do you do?
What kind of work do I do? Yeah. I retired years ago.
You retired?
Yes.
Huh? What from?
Well, I've done a little bit of everything.
Have you ever done time in St. Vic?
No, fortunately.
Now, you see, you haven't done anything.
No.
I thank you to be careful what you say in this program.
I do my best.
What are some of the things you have done?
When I was first out of university, I went into the diplomatic service and sent to Japan. I was a student of the language, and for some years I remained in the service and finally ended up as a vice consul.
A vice consul?
Yes.
You say you were a diplomat, huh?
Yes, I was a diplomat.
Well, if you're going to be mixed up with a vice consul, I guess you got to be a diplomat. Well, you make a charming and interesting couple, and if romance should grow from the seed I planted, I hope you let me have one of the twigs. Now you're going to play Your Bet Your Life. You beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $2,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but Mr. Fenneman is going to remind our listeners.
The Danish girl and the football player still lead with $253.
Here we go. Let's see how I can build you $20. You selected major cities of the United States. These cities are all over 100,000 population. This should be pretty easy. Now, here's your first question. How much will you bet? You have $20. Or you have $20.
$20.
Well, you speak foreign languages, too, huh? He understood it right away. I said $20, and he knew what I was talking about.
Wonderful pronunciation.
Now, here's your first question. You're going to bet the whole $20?
I believe the gentleman says so. Don't you?
The whole thing.
All right. I don't want to influence you, but if you lose this, the whole thing is over, you know. Don't you think you ought to keep a little something for a nest egg? All right, $20. And what state is the city of Evansville?
Illinois.
Talk it over.
Oh, I quite agree.
I'm sorry. It's Indiana.
Well, that's it. I'm sorry.
Well, they can't let him go.
I'm
responsible.
So fast. I warned you. You should have kept $1 in reserve. All right, I'll give you one question. If you get it right, you win $10. Think hard now. No help from the audience. You ready? Who is buried in Grant's tomb?
The general himself.
General himself is right. I'm sorry. You didn't win $1.
Well, you see what I broke. And that means that the Danish girl and the football player
with $253 in just 1 minute. Get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 question. You know, this time of year, you can find some really great values in used cars. And, of course, now, as in any season, you'll get the very best used car values in town at a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's. He has many different makes and models to choose from. And you get this added advantage. Among his used cars are DeSoto's and Plymouth's, traded in by his regular customers. Cars the DeSoto Plymouth dealer knows very well, because he sold them originally and serviced them from the day they were new. You'll find the DeSoto Plymouth dealer a good man to deal with because he has a big investment at stake. He has to make happy customers, satisfied customers, who will come back again and again, so his business will keep right on growing. That means he'll try his best to find just the right used car to fit your needs and your pocketbook. So if you're in the market for a good used car, stop in where you see the famous sign of better service, the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
And when you do, tell him Groucho sent you.
Well, here's the Danish girl and the football player, the winning couple, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 question, Groucho. Right in here.
Well, here they are. Here's the kids again. If you win all this money, you can get your father off that team. All right, you can buy a lot of pastry for this, Bagouti. I know it's Baguetta. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Here we go for $2,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. Here it is. Ready? The nation's capital is pictured on the back of only one denomination of United States currency. For $2,000, tell me, on what bill is the capital pictured?
Walk it over.
What is the answer you two have decided upon?
It's a guess. The dollar bill. One.
No. I'm sorry. The correct answer is the $50 bill. So that means the big question next week will be worth $2,500. Well, you lost the big money, but, Fenneman, how much did they win in the quiz?
Well, they won $253.
Well, that's not too bad. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Thank you.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $2,500. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember... See the 1952 DeSoto.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Good drivers don't brag about their ability to get out of tight spots. They stay out of them. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.